The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The Big Party Morning Show on Channel 94.1. Here's what's trending.
Well, TikTok is on notice. Yesterday, the Senate approved the bill that the House, Congress passed to sell or ban TikTok. It's putting ByteDance, the Chinese parent company, on notice that they have up to a year to either sell off their U.S. operations or face being banned in the United States.
Don't you think this is probably just election year posturing?
It's been coming down the pipeline for a while. I mean, and now, you know, the president's like, I'll sign it, and he'll sign it today. So it'll start the clock.
It sounds like when I was young and Congress wanted to put warning labels on music.
Yes.
Remember, they thought that that was going to, and when you were a young person, you're like, that will do 100% nothing.
Yeah.
They're like, we're going to put warning labels on music to tell you that there was swearing on it.
Yeah. Yeah, and I think it still has them on it.
It's stuck around,
right?
Yeah, because, I mean, you still see it now.
I don't pay attention to that, or even when it's on video games.
I do because I have kids, and all of a sudden, like, you know, you can download the explicit version or the clean version, and anything that, like, is going to have an E next to it is just a heads up, like, there's going to have some language.
I mean, we don't even understand half the language of the songs we're playing in 5 minutes from now.
Yeah, I know. I know.
The most hardcore jargon.
Yeah.
None of us even understand.
Yeah.
It's going right past the goalie.
Did you say also, Molly, that Taylor Swift's new album, she has cussing in it also?
Yes.
Okay. All right. That's odd.
And I was listening in the car again. I was listening in the car again yesterday, and the song came on that I was talking about. I was like, wow, there are a lot of F-bombs in this. I mean, it just came in hot. Like, you just don't expect it.
I mean, at what language do you start to ease up on? I mean, I get it that you don't want to swear around kids because you don't want them to sound like just Neanderthals. You don't also want them to copy it because they will.
No,
they hear that.
We had
but
a conversation.
At what age are you like, okay, now you're smart enough to know that you don't say that stuff in polite company, but it's just a word.
It is just a word.
We had a conversation with the kids kind of early on about, you know, like basically the power of language, you know, and just the fact that you're going to hear stuff. And that's not necessarily, you know, there's time and place and understanding.
Did your kids ever cuss in public or get in trouble at school?
No, they never cussed in public. No. And it's so sweet. It's like they still, like yesterday, my daughter, we were driving home and she's like, permission to use language. And
what?
I was like, let's hear it.
What'd she say?
And she was just like, she said like pissed off or something like that. Like it was something really like, it was mild in the pantheon of like what you could have said.
My brother used to swear so much around his firstborn, Chloe, that she was like a baby. She was like a toddler. And he thought she was too young to know.
Uh-huh.
And he would throw out F-bombs in anger. And he would be driving with her and she'd be in the baby seat and a car would cut him off.
Yeah.
She would go, F it.
Oh, really?
She felt his...
she felt all of
his
that.
His tension.
He learned...
She felt his like road rage tension and knew the exact word to say.
Oh, wow. That's funny.
And he was like, all right, I got to change my language. You know, I've taught this kid. It's imprinted.
Uh-huh. Yes.
So he was like, she was totally appropriately cussing. It was just inappropriate because she was a child.
Exactly. Like she got the context right.
Yeah. So it's a weird
terrifying
thing to teach your
that
kid.
That is weird.
Because the kid, baby Chloe's like, I just nailed it. I mean, that's exactly what everyone was thinking.
I guess that's why you don't do it in front of kids. They'll learn. I remember babysitting when in high school, a little kid down below us, and he would say the F word. This kid was probably 3, maybe 2, and he'd flip people off all the time.
See, that's bad, though.
I was like, what is happening here? And so the parents, in order to stop it, I don't know where the kid got it from because he's just a little guy, they would put hot sauce on his tongue.
Yeah, we got soap in the mouth. Remember, they put soap in your mouth.
Uh-huh. But,
I mean, I remember asking permission
You asked for permission to cuss?
Yes.
When did you ever get a green light?
Yeah.
Never?
I asked her if I was old enough to use a certain word.
What word was it? Is it a word you can't say on the radio, or is it just pissed off?
It was like the C word for, you know.
What?
What?
Not that.
Come on, the game.
Sorry.
Mom, like, mommy, permission to use the C word.
If you're playing craps, you know, like if you wanted to play craps and you wanted to use that word to.
Crap?
Yes.
Why don't you say it?
Because I'm so like unhinged about like what the words are. Like, I don't know. But yes, crap. That was the one that I asked. Right. And I remember I have such a clear memory of sitting in the front seat of the car
and yelling,
asking
crap.
If it was like, okay, if I started using that. My mom's like, I mean.
Just use all the words they use from the TV show, The Good Place. Fork. Mm-hmm. Shirt.
Uh-huh.
Bench. Ash. Deck. And cork.
Why don't you teach those words to your kids?
Like,
Molly?
Look at that stupid bench over there.
Yeah.
I don't really cuss in front of the kids. I really don't.
But you know they're going to. They're young.
Yes. So
it doesn't ever come up by accident.
Never
comes
if you cuss in front of them.
No. I mean, I cussed in front of them the other day. Like, somebody really scared the heck out of me, like, in traffic. Like, totally ran a stop sign type of thing, and like it was barreling. Like, I was like, that was scary, you know. And I let one fly, but and they
you said
both,
crap,
yeah,
crap,
and they both giggled. They're like, Mom, language,
yeah. I don't cuss a whole lot, but when I do, I always feel it, and it's always at the wrong time. I think it's just a nervous thing, you know, like a stranger. I'll say that whatever word, and I'm thinking to myself out loud, like, what am I saying that for?
Like,
I don't have
I
to
do that?
Accentuate anything like that, you know. But all right, 938-9400. We'll take your calls. You want to jump in? That's how you do it. Big Party Show. Channel 941, Dua Lipa, Delusion.
Did you see her in Argyle yet?
No, yes. I have not.
Come on, man.
She should be in there more. That's the only bad thing about it.
Really? Is Argyle good?
No.
Never mind.
But it opens with her.
Yes. And so you have hope that it's good.
And she's just lovely, man. She's ready to be.
Is she?
Yeah. She looks amazing on camera.
Okay.
You'll have a chance to enjoy her. Saturday Night Live, she is the musical guest and host. She's pulling double duty.
Coming up on this Saturday?
Coming up May.
Okay.
May 4th.
I really like her, and I've gone down the rabbit hole of watching these YouTube montages of like all her media appearances. And like when she went through Europe, like European TV hosts ask terrible questions.
Do they really?
Really? Yeah.
They're kind of like a time machine. They're like real sexist and come at her pretty hard.
All right.
And she just handles it so smooth.
She's a woman.
She just doesn't make a face. You know, she's basically saving the interviewer. I just think she's amazing. I'm so proud of her parents. But Argyle.
How old is she? Is she in her 20s?
Yeah, I think so.
Okay. All right. I was going to say, she's not too young for you, Jeff. Maybe.
You're sitting in your own way, Jeff. Once again.
Well, don't hurt Jeff just because I said that.
She's 28.
I mean, she's 28.
She really would have to let herself go.
Okay. So you'd be the last choice type deal.
Yeah, like maybe a deserted island situation.
No, I don't
She's
believe
like,
that.
Well,
I mean,
what are we doing here? I guess.
I'll close my eyes.
Let's kill some time.
Just wear her down.
Wear her down. Killing time on the beach. That old beach trick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So for her, it's horrifying. Think about that. We both wash up on the shore.
Yeah.
I look up and I'm like, oh my God, jackpot. And she looks over like, oh.
She's like, what did I do to deserve this? You're like, what did I do to deserve this?
She saw a bunch of hunky sailors going overboard as the boat was going down. They didn't make it. They're like, this old guy swam to shore. Ow. I'm like, divers training.
You're like, guess what? Fat floats.
Fat floats. Bunch of washboard abs sank to the bottom.
Oh, my
All
God.
All those rock hard abs just absolutely sunk you. But me, I'm like a flotilla
oh
over here.
Oh, my God.
I really can float on my back forever.
I can, too. Why
I
mean, is
I don't
that?
Want to curse myself, but I don't think I'm ever going to drown.
You ever, when you're floating on your back, though, your
like
belly's sticking up? Yeah, I can do it, too. But didn't your belly's kind of like it almost looks like an island. I'm talking about islands. You know what I mean? Just sticking up.
Yeah, I mean, it's not a good look, but we're talking about survival here.
You're like, hey, survival of the fittest.
No time for vanity when you're drowning. I hate looking fat when I'm drowning.
Suck it in, suck it in, suck it in. Well, you never know, Jeff. She might give up.
Floating is a good survival option, though.
Yes, it is.
Yeah, like, I don't know why people don't learn that. Like, there's a lot of people that can't swim. You can just go right on your back.
Yes.
My son just had to take a swim test.
Mm-hmm.
Because
he's going to the boating thing.
Yeah, he's going to start rowing.
Yeah.
And they have to make sure. And that was one of the things, is that you have to tread water for 10 minutes. Or I can't remember. It was like five. Anyway, and that was the thing. They're like, float. You're going to be most likely, like, especially for rowing, like, you're going to be in a river, you're going to be in a lake.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, they're going to come back for you. Like, don't worry.
And is he a good swimmer? Is he an athlete?
He is a strong swimmer.
Okay.
I mean, they've been taking swim classes and swimming since.
Oh, so he's a real swimmer, not like a doggy paddle.
Remember, they ran him through that field club. Field club is all about swimming.
Oh, is
it? We never did the swim team, but my nephew, Conroy, he does swim team.
Okay.
And that is no joke, man. Those field club kids, they shake a tail.
So Declan, is he a real swimmer then? Or
he's not a competitive swimmer.
Okay,
but,
all right.
He can float.
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a floater.
Okay. He's a floater. He's a survivor. All right, we got what's trending coming up next, Molly. What's coming up?
When does old age really begin? There is apparently new information on when people think you're officially old.
Yeah, you'll feel young when you hear this, because it is like way past when any of us thought was old.
Yeah.
Look around. You can find cars like these on AutoTrader, like that car riding your tail. Or if you're tailgating right now, all those cars doubling as kitchens and living rooms are on AutoTrader too. Are you working out and listening to this ad at the same time? Well, multitasking pro, cars like the ones in the gym parking lot are for sale on AutoTrader. New cars, used cars, electric cars, maybe even flying cars. Okay, no flying cars, but as soon as they get invented, they'll be on AutoTrader. Just you wait. AutoTrader.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.